Introductory note. This guide presents sites and attractions, services, and facilities that you will find in the city of Kavalar with detailed information on their friendliness and accessibility for the various categories of disability. This information, which was methodically collected by field autopsies, is addressed to everyone, whether they are visiting Kavalar for the first time or living here. These autopsies, which were carried out by specially trained inspectors in collaboration with representatives of the local disability movement, were not intended to certify the accessibility of the inspected infrastructure in accordance with relevant accessibility standards and guidelines. Knowing the diversity of the needs of people with disabilities, the purpose of the inspections was to methodically record the existing access conditions, with reference to specific measurements where deemed necessary, so that each interested party/reader has at his disposal the necessary information that will allow him to assess for himself whether or not the proposed options are appropriate for his personal service and safety. We hope this guide will attract and facilitate each of you individually to visit and enjoy Kavalar without obstacles. Get to know its unique traditions, local products, customs and traditions, cultural interests and the incomparable natural beauty of the area and love it as it deserves it. It is pointed out that this guide was implemented in the framework of the Sustainable Urban Development Strategy of the Municipality of Kavalar and therefore focuses mainly on the strategy intervention area, that is, the districts of Agios Ioannis, Center, Agios Nikolaos and Panagia, most of the districts of Agios Pevlos and Orgio and a small part of the Sakyala district. However, the connection of the intervention area with important areas of the municipality, such as the archaeological site of Philippi and the baptistry of Lydia, is particularly important. What are these QR codes in the guide? As you can see, the guide makes extensive use of quick response codes, QRS, which act as barcodes that can be scanned with your device's camera for quick access to web addresses without having to type or remember the address. So, for example, scanning the QR code next to the description of a museum, and if your device has internet access, for instance, is connected to Wi-Fi or uses mobile internet data, it will automatically open a page on the website www.xkavalar.gr, with additional information from this in the guide, such as location on the map, additional photos, detailed accessibility reports, completed inspection sheets, etc. Our suggestion for easy use of the guide. For easy and practical use of the guide, it is recommended. Either you have the guide in printed form with you and you can scan the codes with your device whenever you need, for instance, on the street, at the cafe, etc. Either open the file directly on your device and use the coded as simple links, without having to scan them, for instance, simply by clicking on PDF, or with CTRL plus click on Word. How to scan QR codes. For iPhone. Open the integrated camera application and then turn the camera at the QR code, as if you wanted to photograph it. At the top of the screen there will be a notification that will show you the source of the page and if you select it, you will be automatically redirected to the page. For Android. Open the integrated camera application, in which you must have enabled the Bixby Vision, and then focus on the QR code, as if you wanted to photograph it. As soon as the camera sees the code, the relevant page will automatically open. In addition, in the Google Play Store, Android, and in the App Store, iPhone, you will find many applications. Tips: make sure the code is adequately lit. When scanning, hold the phone firmly and find the correct distance so that the application viewfinder focuses correctly on the code. Make sure the entire code is displayed in the viewfinder.